This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's achievements and successes have sparked a new wave of hope across the globe. He said, "Today the whole world is saying that it is an era of India." Addressing an event organized by a private news channel in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said, "India is driving global growth today and moving at a faster pace on the path of development."
आज पूरी दुनिया कह रही है कि ये भारत की सदी है. भारत की उपलब्धियों ने, भारत की सफलताओं ने पूरे विश्व में एक नई उम्मीद जगाई है. जिस भारत के बारे में कहा जाता था ये खुद भी डूबेगा और हमें भी ले डूबेगा, वो भारत आज दुनिया की ग्रोथ को ड्राइव कर रहा है.
Prime Minister Modi said, "Today's India thinks big, sets ambitious targets and delivers remarkable results." Mr. Modi said, "India is among the top 5 countries in solar energy capacity." He said, 42 lakh crore rupees have been transferred into the accounts of the beneficiaries so far through direct benefit transfer. Mr. Modi said, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister said he wants to bring 1 lakh youngsters into politics and they should be first-timers in their families. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India will develop its own graphic processing unit, GPU, within the next 3 to 4 years. He said that the cost of India's AI model computation, GPU, is the lowest in the world at around 67 rupees per hour after a 40% government subsidy. Launching the AI Kosh, AI Compute Portal and other AI-based initiatives in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnaw said that 1 year ago, the India AI mission was approved by the cabinet and the country has achieved a lot in the field of artificial intelligence. He said that earlier the government had set a target of 10,000 GPUs but has surpassed the target and reached 14,000. The minister said that in the coming 5 years, India will be among the top 5 nations in the world in key technology sectors like semiconductors, artificial intelligence and telecom. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said that in order to build a progressive society, citizens must free themselves from untouchability, caste-based discrimination and inequalities. Addressing the Lok Mata Ahilyabai Holkar Mahila Samman in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the goal is to create a society based on equality where no one is considered superior or inferior. On the occasion, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, highlighted several initiatives being implemented by the government for the welfare of society. An active terrorist of Babbar Khalsa International BKI and an ISI module identified as Lajar Masih has been nabbed by the Uttar Pradesh Special Task Force, STF and Punjab Police in a joint operation yesterday. According to the UP STF, the operation was carried out in the Kokhraj police station area of Kaushambi district. The security personnel have recovered illegal arms and explosives, including 3 active hand grenades, 2 active detonators, 13 cartridges and 1 foreign-made pistol from the possession of the terrorist. Uttar Pradesh DGP Prashant Kumar said that the accused Masih had planned a major terrorist attack during the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai has interacted with around 200 tribal youth under the Tribal Youth Exchange Program TYEP in New Delhi. These youth, belonging to tribal districts of Chhattisgarh and Odisha, are currently on a tour to the national capital. Interacting with these tribal youth, the Union Minister said that a lot of development work has taken place in the left-wing extremism-affected districts of the country. In the Women's Premier League WPL T20 cricket match, Mumbai Indians beat UP Warriors by 6 wickets, chasing 151. MI knocked off the target in 18.3 overs. UP Warriors had set a target of 151 runs before Mumbai Indians at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Stadium in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.